Krishna, Siddhidhara. So he says that the reason is why Mahabha says when a woman saw Dham on the first of Nisan, on the first of Sivan, on the first of all, so she establishes a essay, that's only according to the first motion in Siv Zion. That's only according to the second motion in Siv Zion. That, in other words, the Paschas like Ra, but according to the first motion, the Paschas like Shmuel. So only if she will also establish a Beset Kavua, only if she will also see on the first of Tishah. On the first edition. I mean, Be'er HaBe'el is definitely a mistake, to receive. Alright, so the Nukudas HaKesed is Masik, and it's Mistabel like the Nukudas HaKesed. But we can understand, so Hishite is, the Tashite is, that according to Shmuel, the Grishen is not an Aminyan, so really it applies to this case also. Alright, but then, in Sifrit Veis, the next scene, the Tazi says himself. He says himself. That's very strange. All right, so we have to see if you give me. Shovel it diluk. Beset asiru kriya visheino. So, beset asiru kriya visheino min amiru idrahakim. We have a piece in the Hikori itself. And she in your shash vesto, bit hero, who shovel it diluk. She in the shashes elam reshchedesh, reshchedesh asomach. In other words, so vestas actually, I mean, the Taz is very strange in Sifu Dalai. The Mechaba says, vestas seal clear, reshchedem nami, and we do a hake. I mean, so it's a double portion. So why does he say, Zelo Yeshem in the Sifu Zion, and then in Sifrit Veis, he says himself, it's very strange. But the Mechaba says that Veset Asiru, so he Rishinu Min Aminyan, and it's not analogous to Veset Adiluk. To Veset Adiluk, because by Veset Adiluk, so according to Shmuel, the first three is not in the Chesh. Mashenkin, Veset Asiru, so even according to Shmuel, the first three is in the Chesh, is counted. But it is analogous to Veset Adiluk, just as in respect to Veset Adiluk. We are not Cheshish for Veset Sheni Kavua. So, by Veset Asiruk too, we are not Cheshish. And it's the same reason. How is it that in Veset Chove, we are not Cheshish for Veset Sheni Kavua? Veset Chove, we are Cheshish. But, and in Veset Adiluk, we are not Cheshish. Because in Veset Ashove, so that's the usual thing, every Isha establishes a Veset Ashove. And before she establishes, there is always a first time, there is always a beginning. So Mele, we are Cheshish for a Veset Shalom Nikva dying to Masheinke Veset Adiluk, that's not the usual thing. So, but if she established it, all right. But as long as she didn't establish it, so she's not Cheshishes. So the same story applies to Veset Asiruk too, because that's not a usual thing. A woman, so she has, she sees Dham every month, not that she alternates. 1 month yes, 1 month no. Alright. Shovel Diluk Pirish Mush Kosmi Sif Yudalim. Shebi Veset Adiluk Ein Chesheshes Ache Tikrienu Gimu Pomim Alkoroch Ein Chesheshes Kalo Veshchei Lishom. Chesheshes Veshchei Lishia. So in other words, Kigin Shavasa Veshchei Lishia Nisen Chesheshes Veshchei Lishia. Pirish Vishnei Yom Veshchei Lishia. Horishe Shu Yim Shlishim Yoso Vin Abeyimis Mishnah Veshkabua Kelil Vayim Shav Yodimu. I mean, so that he discusses further, I mean, in Sif Yud Zayin. So in other words, according to the Taz, there's the Taz of the Bach, the Pliche, of the Rivush, shall be most positive. So if a woman has invested, it was not an invested Kavua. So if she had the Riyaz Dam on the first of Nisan, so then she has to be Cheshesh Yasur Lebailo on the first of Iyar. But at first of year, she's a solo by one the score of in a of a in But on the first day of Shchedesh year, which is the 30th of Nisan, she's a solo by one the score of in the Venus. I mean, not like the Shachshi. There is only Vesed Achidesh. There is no such thing as in the Venus to be a solo by one. All right. Seir appears with Shnei Yom in the Shchedesh year. Ho Hishe, the first day of Shchedesh, should be Shlishim of Yosov in the Venus. Limishim Veskavua, Kilio, why we see it's a mistake. Why we see if you tzayim? It's not there. You have many, many times you have that kind of tzayim. Chishesh is the game of a lion. So, v'imchos ha-sholish bogim b'yeim, v'yofiz b'laylo, o sholish bogim b'laylo, v'yofiz b'yeim, chishesh is the game of a lion. Why? Because that on the Einom in which he has a Veset Kavua, so that's not Neka with one deviation, and the last one, so she also has to be Cheshesed because he's the last one. All right. וגימלה אחרי נדליו כי צורך לי אז וכן אחר כך או יורשי נדליו now, good time, so that we went over already so here חישש ישראל ויהיה מתרשכי לשניסן ישראל ויהיה מתרשכי לשניסן פשוט שגם כאן חישש יש גם נדלו את יפשיסות דם על הפרסט of ניסן so the Rambo says that she's chisheshes on the first of the year because of the Veset Achidesh, Shalomikvayet. So he says, Poshet Kan, Shegam Kan Chisheshes, Gam Di Malet Veshchidesh Yia, Shehu Yom Shleishi Minoriye, Vechidesh Nisn, Kistam in the Benis, Vishayim Lo Veset Kovua. So that's the Tashite, the Taz, the Plishe, the Bath. All right. V'chidim shu poshetim tzor v'fosh. Then he mentioned something else. U'meir echo mizal, kosav kam, l'ino katalechot b'yeh, shema mino, shinechishesh yisroyim, alev v'rishchish. V'lo yodati lo mo yista divar atzmei, shekosav li'il, ro'aso, v'im rishchish nisna, chishesh yisro rishchish yiyah, v'haylo yibbeisim rishchish, v'shkosav batzmo. So the Bach agrees with the Tashit. Generally, in other words, that when a woman, let's say, saw dam on the first of Nisan, so she's asur le bayro, and nothing else, and no other is dam, so she's asur le bayro. She asur le bayro on the first day Rish Chedesh, mitzad in Milanese, and on the second day Rish Chedesh, which is the first of Iyah, mitzad Veset Achidesh. The Bach agrees. But here, in this case, where the Isha, in addition to seeing Dam on the first of Nisan, she also had the Rias Dam on the 20th of Nisan. So she also had a Rias Dam on the 20th of Nisan. The Bach says, only on the first of Iyah, the second day of Shredesh Iyah, she has a Sola Bailo. But the first day of Shredesh Iyah, she has a Sola Bailo. And the Taz is Masik on the Bach. He says, even in the case where the woman, in addition to Elias Dam on the first of Nisan and Elias Dam on the 20th of Nisan, so she's Asur on the Bayro on the first day of Shredesh Yia, that's the 30th, Pisadei the Beinanis, and on the second day of Shredesh Yia, which is the Veset Achidesh. So, Ve'abach, Umir Chomiz Al Kozakam, Umlok at Lechot Mi'ya, Shema Mina, Shinechshesh Lo Yimal Lo Shredesh, Vyedatu Lo Mi'yistad Vratzmi, Shkosav Lilo Vratzmi, Shredesh Nisan, Shredesh Lo Shredesh Yia, Vyedatu Lo Shredesh Yia, Shkosav Vratzmi, but this Mie by the Taz again in the Bach is itself amazing, as the Rav Gleya points out. Kistam in the Bein is Lil Zilchiz in the Hob, the Hoch and the Roas and the Hob in Nisim, she didn't talk Hoch in the Mal and the Shere Shia, in the Bein is. Vitomi, Mechash in the Bein is, Vriya Achino, Vidivra Bach, Nechim. Vidivra Bach, Nechim. All right, but this is the Tashit. This is the Tashit, I mean, and the Tashit, by itself is not so difficult. It's more mistaba like the Bach and like Chavkveya. But it's not so difficult because after all, what's the longness of Chavkveya and the Bach? The longness of Chavkveya and the Bach is that in the Beninis, in is Achidesh. That's Ivest Achidesh. Ivest Achidesh. So no intervening Riech can be Eikea. The Vestachidesh, unless there will be a different kind of a Ri in the Chidesh. So that will be Mivatim. But if there is no other Ri on another day of the Chidesh, so then it's not Mivatim. It's not Mivatim. But in the Beinonis, that's like a Vestachlogin in the Beinonis. What does in the Beinonis mean? The 30th day is of the last Ri. But if she didn't have a Riyah on the 20th of Nisan, so then the 30th of Nisan is the 30th day of the last Riyah. But if she had a Riyah on the 20th of Nisan, is she had a Riyah like, so on the 30th day is just the 11th. So it's the 11th day as of the last Riyah. So that's not any way it is. So what is this long story of the Taz? It doesn't seem on the surface, it appears that what the Taz says doesn't even make sense. The answer is, the Taz distinguishes between the Veset HaFloge, a regular Veset HaFloge, and the Inabenis. Because the regular Veset HaFloge, so, is based upon the HaFloge of this particular woman. What does the Veset HaFloge mean? In other words, if, let's say, the haflogging between the original Riyah, the initial Riyah, and the last Riyah was 25 days, so that is the first haflogging. Mashaikin in the Beinonis, so the halacha is, so then it means, even though, so it's not the haflogging of this particular woman. We apply it to a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua. Why? Because Stam Isha has a Veset every 30th day. In other words, that's the Veset of the average woman. Now the average woman is not a real woman, it's really a fictitious woman, the average woman. Because most women have a Riyah by the 30th day, so that's called Dina Beinonis. It's the same word, like average. Beinonis means average. So Mimele, here, since it has its significance, because that's the visit of the average woman, so even though this particular woman had a Riyah on the 20th of Nisan, so Mimele, the first day of Shchedesh is not the 30th as of the last year that this particular woman had, but still she has to observe. There's the shite of the Taz, but it, of course it's mistabel like the Bach, like Havkivin. Alright. Roaso Bechabiya. Oilo Roaso. Bitu Bishima Ramban, because of Khan. Vim Roaso. Because of this Yosef Mashmashi Roaso Bishimish year. אין צורך לוחש לתזבן. והטעם שאילו חוז חובי רייס במשכי משיער, סול בסיוסף שיטייז, that אם רואה עשו במשכי משיער, so אין צורך לוחש לתזבן. לתזבן. Why? Because what's the significance of תזבן? Because that's the best of all. Since the Riyah and Yimchov was the 20th day of the initial year of Yimal and Nisan. So Mele, we anticipate maybe Antesbia when it is so Antesbia, which is again the 20th as of the 20th of Nisan, she'll also have a Riyah's Dam. But since she saw Dam on the first of the year, so Mele, it was Mivatil the Afloge of Yimchov. This is what the Messiah says. Batam shulchon ugegen vish kedishiyah, v'yineim rim shoriyah v'shen shulchon ugegen nisim, yiyikya, v'riyah ashini v'esrim v'yiteis v'zdomi, hiyut v'chay nechisheshes, loy mitez b'yiyah v'loy v'esrim v'y. Aber hashte, shalroho aso v'rish kedishiyah, igloyim milse, v'riyah v'esrim v'nisim, yiyikya, v'chisheshes mitez, v'chob b'yiyah, v'chob b'yiyah. So, what does the Bess Yosef say? Shiilu choz olireis b'rishchei deshiyah hoyinu emrim sheriyo rishenu sheroa aso b'rishchei desnis yikya v'riya ashniyo b'eschim b'hiteis v'zdomi. So, in other words, so then she's kilkachin v'chishesh esloi mites b'yah. So, on that point, everybody agrees with him. Not everybody, I mean. The Taz does not agree with him. The Hamor does not agree with him. But the Shach agrees with him. The Shach agrees with him. The Prisha agrees with him. Hilkachin Chisheshes Luli Tezbiya. But the Bess Yosef says something else. And in respect to which, not everybody, not all those who agree with the Bess Yosef on the question of the Tez boy, that she's not Chisheshes Lites boy, if she's so dumb on the first of the year, but they do not agree with the other point of the Bess Yosef. So the Shach is chilik on the Bess Yosef, and he says, if she's so dumb. On the first of the year, so she's not Chisheshes to the ninth of the year, because the whole purpose of being Chisheshes to the ninth of the year is because of the Mestaf Loke of Chofye. But since she saw on the first of the year, so the ninth of the year is not up, it does not represent the Afloge of Chofye, it represents Afloge of Nine, not of Chofye. So she's not a soul by law, antes b'yah. But an eschim bay, the Shach says, an eschim bay, the Shach, the Bach, they say that the, and the preacher, that she is a soul bay. Because an eschim bay, we have to be chayshish. An eschim bay, we have to be chayshish. Maybe the eschim bay represented the beginning of a new Vesed Achidesh. The beginning of a new Vesed Achidesh. And after all, and even though she had a Riyas Dam on the first of year too, but that does not establish a Vesed Kavua of a Vesed Achidesh on the first of the month. So the Mele, there is still a possibility. There is still a possibility that the Riyas Dam, the Riyas Dam on the first of the year, together with the Riyas Dam on the first of Nisi is just a mere coincidence, because until she establishes a Chazoke in Veset Kavua, so it's always possible that it's a mere coincidence. That's the difference between the Veset Kavua and Veset Sheni Kavua. So Mimele, it seems there is a possibility that the Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan and on the first of Iyar is a mere coincidence until she will have a Riyas Dam on the first of Sivan too. So Mimele, it's also possible that the Riyas Dam on the 20th of Nisan, which did not represent the beginning of a Veset Hafloge every 20th day, because the Riyas Dam on the first of the year was Mivatil, that Veset Hafloge of Inikovua. But it's possible that it marked the beginning of a new Veset Achidesh on the 20th of every month. So Mele, the Bach, the Shah, the priest say that she has to, she's Asur Lebailo on the 20th of year. On the 20th of year. In other words, many of those who agree with the Bess Yosef in regard to the question as to whether she's Asur Lebailo on the 9th of year, and who agree with the Bais Yosef, that she's not a Asura Baila on the ninth of the year. So the ninth of the year, she's not a Asura Baila because the Veset HaFlog, Yesheni Kavua of Chofyei, was nisbatel, became revoked as a result of the Riyah, as a result of the Riyah of an Aleph Biyah, an Aleph Biyah. Mashirinke, the possibility that the Riyah is down and Chof B'Nissan marked the beginning of Yveset HaChidosh on the 20th of every month, that was not nisbatel. So the Mela of Chof B'Nissan should have sold the Bible. But the Bais Yosef says no. The Bais Yosef says, והטעם שאם בכל זאת עובר יהודה לגבי שכן שאייה, ועיניים אשרים ובשאים שרוס ובשכן שניס נהיקיה, וריאה השני בעשרים בית איזדומים, כאילו כאחים לחיששס, לא יהיו לי תז בייה ולא יהיו לעשרים בי. So tez v'yia, we understand. Why no less than they? So that is also not unreasonable. Because since we have two v'yia, she had two v'yia on the first of the month, so mainly it's more likely that if she is in the process of cultivating a Veset HaChidosh, so it's more likely that she is in the process of cultivating a Veset HaChidosh on the first of the month, where she already had in 2 months on the first of the month, rather than to say she is in the process of cultivating a Veset HaChidosh on the 20th. That's the Shita of the Bais Yosef. You can have a chesh for your test be able to less than they have a hash to show you what's going to show you here. It will be built say the real best of the least me eka with his chesh is like this. We hold me. This is what the Bais Yosef says. Who we don't have a chesh for like a love because of but the cause of the soul of the chesh is the inner chitik va pay. Shma me no shekin in chitik va vese. I hold me for me. Chesh is the stay in. ואי ניקום אבי סוב הרואה סוב יתז בי שמה מונה פה גם לרואה סוב יספיון עם להפלוג הססרים אפילו הוכח איש אשס לימי החיש וצריכו לא חיש לכל בייר ועד אם כאן שאף על פי שרואה סוב יחוד בייר צריכו לא חיש לתז בי משום ריאס עשרים בניסן So he says, since the Torah says, I mean, what's the right of Dakimeshe? The Dakimeshe draws an equation between Veset HaChidosh and Veset HaFlogim, but there is no equation. So he says, just as respect to Veset HaChidosh, so the Torah says in so many words, if she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, and she saw Dam then on the 20th of Nisan. And then she saw Dam on the Antesbia. So Antesbia. So we have so two Ries that conform to the pattern of a Veset HaFlogim, of a Veset HaFlogim of Chofyei. The Rie and Chof B'Nissan and the Rie and Chof B'Iya. So still the Torah says that on Chof B'Iya she's also a Asura Baila. Why is she Asura Baila and Chof B'Iya? Because in view of the fact that she saw and she had a Riyas Dam and Chof B'Nissan, maybe that Riyas Dam and Chof B'Nissan marked the beginning of the cultivation of the Veset HaChidosh on the 20th of the month. Even though now, so we already see that there is a certain evidence that tends to indicate that she is in the process of cultivating a Veset HaFlogim of every Chofyei, because two years conform to the pattern of the HaFlogim of Chofyei. But since she did not establish a Veset Kavua in the pattern of every Chofyei, so the Mela she has to be Chesh, maybe the Riyas Dam on the 20th of Nisan marked the beginning of the cultivation of the Veset HaChidosh on the 20th of every month. So here too, even though she had the Riyas Dam on the first of Iyar, it should not negate the possibility of the women cultivating a Veset HaFloge of every Chofyei along with the Veset HaChidosh on the first of the month. So that is Raya, but that's no Raya, because how can you equate Veset HaFloge with Veset HaChidosh? Veset HaChidosh doesn't depend upon the number of days removed from the Lestrier, Mr. Achilles depends upon a certain day in the month. So Mele, even though she had the years down on the 1st of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, on the 10th of year, and the 9th of year, but she's a solar Bible, the Torah says, on the 20th of year, because of the possibility that the years down on the 20th of Nisan mark the beginning of the cultivation of a Vesta Chedesh every 20th of every month. The 20th of every month. Masha'inke, and there it doesn't depend how many days it's removed from the rest of the year. It doesn't have to be removed any number of days. It can be removed even just one day from the rest of the year. What difference does it make? As long as it's a certain day in the month. So she has to be Chesheshes. Masha'inke, we got the Afloge, so that by definition means a certain number of days removed from the Pesilestriye. So how can she be Chesheshes and Tezbiya, because it's the 20th day is of the year of the 20th of Nisan, when it is only the 9th day is of the Lestriye, the Riya on the 1st of year. So it's no comparison. According to the Akimeshe, the Torah would agree that even before Asubecha Biyah, she still has to be Chesheshes and Tezbiyah. So he says, Nilo Vilubusikoma, Avo Gabdi Neka Veset Shel Vishchidish Nisim, Mikol Mokim Tzricho Lochesh Nisheini, Kol's Man Sheloi Neka Parmachas. So in other words, even though the Veset Sheini Kavu Avo, of the Shchedesh Nisan, of the first of the month was Nekar, so we could say that the Veset Sheni Kavua of Afloge should also be Nekar. After all, she appeared to initiate the cultivation of a Veset Sheni Kavua, of a Veset Achedesh and a Veset Afloge. The Veset Achedesh was Neka. So maybe the Vesta Afloge should also be Neka. So we say one has nothing to do with the other. Alright. V'chein Yerliika. V'yofes. V'chein Yerliika. In other words, he agrees with Ramo that even if the woman saw Dam on the first of the year, so she still saw the Bailo on the ninth of the year. V'chein Yerliika. V'yofi igia kan Ramo. Roa so lo yo aso. V'motzinu bishim mokein. דריה שרי בשביל זמן תקר עכשיו שלו ועוד תחילו כל זמן שאין לו לשינו כביס כדין שלא יבגלו בום דל בום ויסו די אוטו אם תראה גם במשכי נשייה ויתזבי וחוף חזבי גם כאילו תיקל הווסת להפלוג הססכם וריאס הססכם וניסן זה ודאי שכל מסעב ווסת כאילו שיש כאילו להפלוג בשוביס So, the Nukunas HaKesef says, Eino Chaname, that even if she saw down On the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, Rishchedesh in the year, the first of the year, and the 9th of the year, and the 28th of the year. That's the 20th as of the 9th. So will you say that Litikva Veset Lafloga Sesrim? Why? Because they are intervening. Ries, so the Nikunas HaKesef says Einachana. The Prishe, so he says in that case, she will become the Veset Lafloga. Because we see that this woman has a tendency to have a Ries down that is removed from a certain 20 days from a certain Riesdam, even though there is an intervening Riesdam. So we see it. But until she establishes a Veset Kavua, so we don't anticipate it. We don't anticipate it. This is the Prishi. But according to the Shach, even if she saw it on the first of Nisan, 20th of Nisan, the first of the year, the ninth of the year, the 20th of the year and the 28th of the year, she'll establish a veset kavua of seeing Dam every 20th day. Even though, I mean, there are intervening years, the rie of on the 28th of the year, if she saw Dam on the 20th of the year, it's just the 8th day is of the last rie. But what we say that one has nothing to do with the other. So, the old thing here, Gamble is really here, we tell me how friends we come to the West after the Sessel, 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 the Because the whole chef of the Mahajilay, so you will be car, Mushitim Holakinis, and Zay, you also be best at the looks, so you hostilly, as a week long cost of Sigal. Now you see. Oh, look in the Kuzakes. Wait till the Hiyah. Dava got the Ross of the Shemeshia, he says the Bishop Bill after the Sess, and the Scrabble Dwarf. The magic cost of the Mitsino, the Via Shere, Bishinus man, Taker Asha, so you are a trio of Lab Milzi. The only thing that was in the Shredish, Harishim's Aflox only it weighs. The Hibish will come to a vessel of Aflogis, Neka with Pamachas, Visu, Umashikosa, Visu, Otto, and Tire, Emer, I need Enoch Nam. So, in other words, he doesn't agree the preaching. He says, even in that case, the high government think of a vessel, Shane can give more for the Shabbos. The Hibit was in the Shredish, Okra Vessel, so Hofsh and Trio, become that a preaching. I'm sure, I mean, that is strange. The preacher says, so Gam Das a preacher came probably refers to the case where she wasn't Kemeya, but in the case where she was Kemeya, so the preacher is made. Alright. Void Raya Proven Mashikosa, we say Simon Zebitu, we roll as a Kimu Pomberish Hedish, who we parmashlish is roll as a Behofele Hedish, who we wish Hedish, the Hishesh is Gam Kuri Magdime, Dan Lohofele, Shemon Besset Acher Kibas. הדבורים כמה חיים, דוס או בורים פונים דימו פון בריש חיידש, והוא סתם מנדבל את הסליש, אפילו אורך איך יש שזה גם בין חופי, כל שכים כאן יש בעזרי אז לפנינו, או איך עוד חוב בניסן, והשם בריש חיידשיה, ועל כל חוך למה, שהאחס מהם נקרס, והשם יש דרך מקרה, ומנולו חוב למה, I mean, there is no caution. He says, in the case of Roas of Gimu Pomen Bereshchedesh, who the Parmashlish is Roas of the Chofei Lechidesh, who Bereshchedesh, the Chishesh is Gamkin Liyim Agdive, the Hayin Lechofei, Shemo Veset Acheri Kibas. So that doesn't present any difficulty, because of a day of Yachin change, maybe the Riyas Dam on the 25th marks the beginning of a new Veset. And that does not interfere. So the Veset Achidesh of every first of the month, so does not, cannot, can, is not mivatel the development of any other Veset. Mashinkin here, where it's a question of the Veset Afloge, so by definition Afloge means the same number of days that is removed from the last year. So how can we say that on the 9th of the year she's Asura Bailo because she's due to have a Riyah? Damn, why is the 28th of the 20th of this? But it's not the 20th of the last Riyah, it's only the 9th of the last Riyah. All right. The Shredish is a very Lochish Letezbe. Even though the Rias Hobin is Nikas, we Tzrich a Lochish Letezbe, the Lab Dom the Shredish here so make way. We dam the Hobin is Atka, Nira Ikea, Kidir Ramo, the Gambir, Tzat, Alkoch, Nira Ikea, Kidir Ramo, the Gambir, oh, so the Shredish here, Tzrich, Lochish Letez, the Hobia, and the Mash, the Pia Ramo, the Vrato, the Mashikosa. So, how does Rambo explain the two? Why does the two say, He will wash up the air. So he says, Vibuse, even though, so he says, Vibuse was. So, in other words, even though the Vesed Achidish on the first of the month was Nekah, but the other possible Vesed is not Nekah, Rimis Yashimli, Dim Kein, Gamachakach, Mashikosa Fuas, or Luas, or Vites, or Yoimu, and Gamke Vibuse. Umere Homizal, Hifli, Lachle, Gamal Ramo, Vioma, Shetor, Gomu, Viroas, or Shirishia, Lochish, Vites. In other words, the Bach agrees with Vesios, with Ifsiko, Lias, and Shirishia, and Tai. דימוי סוכששס להפלוג אסחוף יאי צריכו שתוך איש כאילו מירי אסחי שכן אישי וכמשפוס בעתור בסוף הוי סו הגיעו לירס ביקחו ושיל סו ימשלי שימצא מזה אסור וכשיגיע ים עשרים לירי אסלמד אסור הרי מברי לה שלחששס להפלוג אסחוף מירי אשקין ומאמד אל לחששס שמתירו לחוף יאי מירי אסלמד שלא אסו עכשיו וכבונה ברית רבי שואל זה פרדניס קוסים עד כאן שני so the Bach, I mean, mentions a very logical argument. I mean, the same thing is mentioned by the Shach. He says, how can she be Chisheshes on the 9th of the year, because that is the 20th, as the 20th of Nisan, but since she's so down on the 1st of the year. So this, and the 1st of the year is, in terms of Afloge, is only removed 12 days. Is the 12th day is of the last Kriyeh, of the 20th of Nisan. So the Mele, she should be Chisheshes, the 12th of the year, not the 9th of the year. 9th of the year, because we are not, if we pass it like Rav Pope, that we always count the Afloge as of the day when she should have seen the dam. So then Ilchaname, but we pass it like Rav Nebrit Rabbi Yeshua. So we pass it, we reckon it as of the day when she actually saw, not when she was expected to see. When she was expected to see. So the Mele, when did she actually see? On the first of the year. So the Mele, the first of the year is the 12th day as of the 20th of Nisan. So the Mele, she should be Chisheshes now on the 12th of the year, not on the 9th of the year. So he says, Vani Yavid Chachom Yichol, Al Dvor Fei Lehem Kish Gogo, Shlifti Asharlit, Ve'ad Rabbe, Mishom Rai Ledas Ramon, Mishom Rubin Yom Riyas Lamed, Kim Shlo Yose Shom Achshom, Shom Riyah Gid Lamed, O Shizoru Yom Yirid Bim Chov, Kim Yitchilo Vachshov Shim Sogumi, Vim Tino Liris Ad Lamed, Akor Sim Rabu Nebu Gav Yishua, Sifir Yiskusim Yom Anilam, Mishom Shizoru Yom Yirahiz, אלו מישור שלא עשו באמת. ולהפוקם רב פופן נסביר עליהם שמאמין על מישור שהוא יסורו יונרית. זה פושט בסוג ראשון. גם הוא השראה של תרזמה יזרוך מוחקי. שקוס ושמתים במילים שהוא יסורו יונרית. שחשש שמייג לא בזמן קוצר מה שהוא עשה עכשיו. ונבדים שזו שזוברה אחרי כבר אנחנו חששים כתיקרי. עד כאן לשני. מה השבדים הוא יסורי? גם מילים שהוא יסורי גירו. לירעיס על נוראים שיקריבו לירעיס. ועד הצליחו לוחש וימחוב מריאו של עשרה וגם ים עשרה מריאה סיום שלישי אם כן גם בזה צריכו לוחש להפלוג אז עשרה ימים על עשרה ביהיה ומרישכי בשיהיה סוק אף בזה צריכו לוחש להפלוג אז עשרה ימים ים עשרה ביהיה ומרישכי בשיהיה ומרישכי בשיהיה סעו כוח פשוט, אם הוא יסובב מסרי את המח של רחוב, ויסיקו ללמד, פשיטת ופשיטת, וכולם מבין אמרי אסחוב, לא חוש גם להפלוג יחוב ממנו, ולהיר בשלום מה שיפסיקו, ורי אסיר למד בני אלוהוקי, עולה או בשביל זה, על כוח אדם הבורד, מי שאמר את רוס אמס, את רוב כאן, הלוח הבחת ישראל, גם רוס אבו, שרישיה, הבו לכל רוס אבו חלש שרשת. So he says that the Bach's Chayim, from Ravuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua has no application. He says, Ravuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua only says that a woman cannot reckon a afloge as of the day when she didn't see. It must, afloge has to have a base. So what is the base? The base, according to Ravuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua, is only that day on which there was a Bezda. But if she was accustomed to see on the 20th day. And then she saw it on the 25th day, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, so she has to reckon the 20th as of the 25th, not the 20th as of the 20th. Because the 20th cannot be treated as a base from which to start reckoning. There was no Yisdam. But in this case, when she had the Yisdam on the 20th of Nisan, and on the first of the year, so Mele, she can start reckoning as of the 20th, and she can start reckoning as of the first of the year. Because both can be treated as bases, as a base to start, from which to start reckoning. Because she did see that. All that Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua says is that we cannot start reckoning from a day on which there was no Yisdam. But here, the 9th is the 20th as the 20th of Nisan. And the 20th of Nisan is the day on which it is Yisdam. So it can be treated as a base. So the Taz says that actually she has to reckon the 20th, the Afloge of Chof Yeim from two days. From the 20th of Nisan and from the first of the year. So now, if she reckons it from the first of the year, so when will she be asur by law? On the 20th of the year. But in this particular case, on the 20th of the year, she's asur anyway, because she has to be chesheshes, that an account of the riyah she had, that the riyah on the 20th of Nisan marked the beginning of the cultivation of Ivest Achilish on the 20th of the month. But even in a case where she wouldn't have to observe the 20th of riyah on the score of a new Veset Achilish, or on the 20th of every month, She'll still be a soul of the Bible and the 20th of year, because the 20th of year is the 20th as of the first of year. So you don't have, this is what the Bach says. So I'm sorry, the Taz says. So the Taz says in effect that in view of the fact that she saw down on the 20th of Nisan, and she saw Dam on the first of the year, so Mele, she can start reckoning the Veset Afloge of the 20th as of the 20th of Nisan. So Mele, she's Asur Lebailo on the 9th of the year, and she has to start reckoning the 20th as of the first of the year. So she'll be Asur Lebailo on the 20th of the year too, not only on the 9th of the year, but on the 20th. Of year, but on the 20th of year, she's a soul of Bible anyway, because of the possibility of cultivating the best achilish on the 20th of the month. At the end of the month. So, in the Hanami, so for two reasons, she is a soul of Bible on the 20th of year. First, because of the possibility of the best achilish on the 20th of the month, and then because of the best aflogi of the 20th day. So this is the 20th day as of the first, and there will be nafkemine. So in this case, we don't have to resort to the Veset Afloge as far as the 20th of year is concerned, because she's assumed by law anyway, on account of the possibility of the Veset Achilish of the 20th of every month. But suppose the situation had been different. She saw down on the first, not the example mentioned by the Ramo here, by the two. Suppose she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, and then she saw Dam on the first day of Shchedesh year. As a matter of fact, she's a soul by them, because it's the babies. In the babies. So suppose she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, on the first of the year, the second day of the Shchedesh year, she didn't see Dam. Taking another example, but she saw Dam on the first day of the Shchedesh year. That's the third year of Nisi. So then, according to the Taz, so she will be Asur on the bylaw. She'll be Asur on the bylaw on the ninth of the year because of the Vesit Afloge of Chof Yei from the Rie of Chof Nisan. And even though there was an intervening Rie on the third year of Nisan, it doesn't matter. And then she'll also be Asur on the bylaw on the 19th of the year. And she'll also be Asur Lebailo on Chof of Yer. And Chof of Yer she'll be Asur Lebailo because of the possibility of a new Veset Achidish on the 20th of the month. But on the 19th of Yer she'll be Asur Lebailo on the score of a possible Veset Afloge of Chof Yer. And according to the Taz, she has to reckon it from the Rie of the 20th and from the Rie of the first day of Shredish, which is the third year of Nisan. So the 19th of the year would be the 20th as of the year that took place on the first day of Shredish, the third year of Nisan. Yes?
According to the Taz, would she have to be for Shashas 3 days a year also? Is it going to flow over 3 days a year from Nisan to Rosh Hashanah?
The Taz doesn't mention the Rie of Yud Beizia. That's a good question. Why shouldn't she be Chesheshes and Yud Beizia too? But the Taz doesn't mention. The Taz only says that she has to observe, she has to count the 20th as of the 20th of Nisan and the 20th as of the first of year. But why shouldn't she have to be Chesheshes for the 12th of year? 12th of year, in view of the fact, because of the possibility, that since she saw down on the first of year, and that was the 12th as of the 20th of BC, so maybe she started to develop a Vesta Floge of the 12th of the month. So that's a good question. The Taz doesn't mention it. He doesn't say that he doesn't, but he doesn't mention it. But he should. I mean, I don't see why not. After all, according to the Taz, we have to be cheshish for all kinds of possibilities. So why shouldn't she be cheshishes for the 12th of year? Inoch Nami. I don't know why the Taz doesn't mention it. All right. Acha Tikva. Now, Siv Yutes. Now, so of course, I mean, there are several shittes. You see, there is a machlokes in regard to test b'iyah. So then, the Bes Yosef and the Prishe and the Bach and the Shach, they all agree that if she saw down on the first of the year, so she's not a soul of Bible on the ninth of the year. Why? Because they cannot be Veset Afloge. Veset Afloge as of a certain Rie when there was a Rie intervening. So that's very mistaken. The Tashite is to the contrary, but I mean the Taz is not mistaken. I mean it's more mistaken like the Bes Yosef and the Bach and the Prish and the Shach, not like the Taz and the Rambam. Alright. Now, Siv Teyutes. שתקווה וסת אחות כדיני. So he says, וכי מחששת לאילום, עד שתקווה וסת אחות כדיני, לא זה מחששת לשם נשאולי מקווה. All right. פירוש והשם נשאולי מקווה. Because if she saw that the Shredish Nisan one Rie, the Shredish Yer, a second Rie, and then the Shredish Sivan, So it's already Veset Kavua. And then that's as far, so on the level of Veset Achide, she already has a Veset Kavua. On the level of Veset Afloke, so if it is Rasa Veshchide Shlis, Veshchide Shia, Veyutalad Beia, Vichofen Beia. So in other words, so in Afloke, so we have every Yudalad Yeh. So we say Yudalad Beia, Vichofen Beia. So then she does not have to follow up a Veset Zeshchedesh. As long as you establish a Veset Kavua on one level, whether it's on the level of Zeshchedesh, so then you can ignore the possibilities of the establishment of a Veset Haflot, and vice versa. Uch von Izboyo b'siv Zayin un Veset Adilu kathinu lechum rebezeh. Da'in roa so kichat tzvob b'izn Zayin yi ayin Zayin siv. גם רואה סוגר שחיד שיהיה בשחיד עושים להאמין לו כבר מקווה בסטס הדילוק והוא הנה חשב בסטס החיד שלי והוא נקרו לו להאמין לו כי אלו בין דווקא דילו בגלל אותם להוסיף רוב אוי עד שאיך הוא נקע פירוש אפילו לפעם אחר שיהיה בריסה הבסט והוא נתירה הוא נקע כי אם שהוא יקווה די אם הוא פה ממחים צורת ומאגיר זה ביטור רואה עד שתהיה כאן וכמי שאין וז יוסף שרואה כי ויהיו חסמי לו לרבה נא וכן בדרך זה באפלוגיה בדלוגי. So in other words, so the Rambam first discussed Diluk in Veset Achidesh. So he says, V'chein b'derer ze b'afloge b'diluk. Kein chilke, peiru sh'adilukim heim shaloi lifi yimitz Achidesh. K'mu shezochal, tezvov, tezayen, yudzayen. Elo b'derech afloge, d'hayne sh'roa so achshov rio l'shem. Will save Eshim Imenu Ruas Oshniyo. So in other words, Pir Rishayim, we save Eshim Imenu, so she saw, she had another ear. So there's a secondary. Kishiyagi Achof Achei Hashniyo Tzorich Lochosh, because of the Veset Aflogo Sheini Kavua. Higi Achof Loi Ruaso, so it becomes neka. In cheshes is called afro. Ruaso rio shlishis b'yim shel achov da'ay nechof halev achra shniyo. If the rie took place, the third rie took place not on the 20th as of the second rie, but on the 21st as of the second rie. So it seems. So it appears to be headish to head in the direction of Veset Afloge B'diluk, but until she establishes it, so then she doesn't have to be chesheshes. Da'in chofal harashnik she'agia chofal v'achar hashnishis tzricholochush aziyei, but not chofbeis achar hashnishis. Lo yiro asobein chesheshes v'aflog. V'yim b'yim shal achof du chofbeis achar hashnishis. Ro asobein v'yiz. So, כשיגיע יום חובי זכר אביס, צריכו לוחש. צריכו לוחש. I mean, in other words, that's according to Shmuel. So, in order to establish a Veset Kavua בדיוק באפלוגי, we require 5 years. לא ירוע עשו ואין חשש הספר לאפלוגי. ואם בירים של אחוב שונים חובקים לו אחר אביס, רוע עשו, ריר חמישיס, so קבו לבסת לדיוק. Even according to Shmuel. מכאן ואילך לתיכו שלו לדיוק. ואם צריכו לוחש דיום חוב גימור שיגיע אחרי חמישיס, כן קוסבטור בשם רמב״ם, בבינון הריאס, והיימי גילי שמואל שהוא סגלו בסיב זיין, וידי אורישנו שבינון שתשאל יש בדילוק. ואין להקשיס, הוליל סאגה בארבע ריאס, וכאן בינון הי, so that's no kasher. So, when do we say that 4 years is enough, even according to Shmuel, That's Veset Achidish Bidiyut. But Veset, so Veset Achidish Bishovim requires only 3 years. So Veset Achidish, so Veset Achidish Bidiyut, Kekomu Dishmuel requires 4 years. Masheim came, Veset Aflogim Bidiyut. So Veset Aflogim Bishovim requires 4 years, according to all Mishenim except the whole and a few other Mishenim. So the Mele, Veset Aflogim Bidiyut requires a minimum of 5 years. We have been a little bit of a little bit. Because up to the second Riyah, you don't have even the first Riyah Bafloge. So the second Riyah is really the first Riyah Safloge. The Shomri Mechot, can you do a Echel Mechaveira, Nitzol Yisroh Rashmiya, the Riyah, the Sanya, the Tezvov, the Zayin, the Zayin, the Shudim, the Rav, Bin and Kana Rabba Riyahs, Mitam Shomal, Vizeu Shekosov Ramo, Achakach, Shiyei Shebrim, Kedim, The tour, the girls in the tour is Roasot Esvov Vechideze, Tav Nun, Gimu, on the base, the second line. Roasot Esvov Vechideze, Vihum Shecho Riosot Alad Yomim, Vichosro Vinishilo, Bite Zion Vechidesh Aboy in here, Viroasot Beis, the Gimu Yomim, of Zion Shelchidesh Rachov Roasot. And then in Sivan, Kvoshil Sholiris Biyotzai Bechidish. In other words, that is based upon the Shita of the Raimit in Balanefesh. They are two, in other words, when if a woman, let's say, has a constant flow that lasts for several days, so the Shita of the Raimit in Balanefesh is that she's Kivasa Veset for all the days. Let's say she had a flow in 3 months that started on the 5th of Nisan and it rested through the 7th of Nisan. And then in year, it also, she had a flow that started on the 5th of the year and it rested, it continued through the 7th of the year. And then in Sivan, it started on the 5th of Sivan, the flow, and it rested through the 7th of Sivan. So according to the Raivet, she that in Tammuz she'll be Asur Lubailo the 5th and the 6th and the 7th. According to Lamoya, no, which is only Kibasa Veset on the day that the flow initiates, not all the days that it continues. So we pass like the Lamoya, but this Rambam that the Torah mentions accords with the Shita of the Raivet, Balanefesh. So the Mele, in this case, where it's Roazot Esvov Vechidezeh V'hum Shechor V'yosot Alad Yomim V'chotzro V'yishchilo V'tezayim V'chidesh Abo V'roazot Vezik Im Yomim V'yitzayim Shechidesh Shalachov Roazot V'oshil Sholiris V'yitzayim V'chidesh. So then she establishes not only Veset Adiluk, but Veset Ashovetu. V'ashim Kin according to the Balamoya Shite, the way we pass. So the fact that on Yudzayim in 3 months she had Riyas Dam doesn't establish any Veset, because this was not the initiation of the flow, that was the continuation of the flow. Alright, so in the tour, definitely the Girse was Hum Shechor Riyosu Dalet Yomim. In Ramos, so our Girse is also Dalet Yomim. But the Taz of the Girse, in the Taz text, it was not Dalet Yomim, but here the girl say, Roasot Esvov Benissen, Vimshicho Riyoso Gimul Yom. That's his girl. V'imshicho v'yoso gimel yomim. So he says, bitur kosav arba yomim. He didn't tell our girls. Bitur kosav arba yomim. Uvitezayin lechidesh yeh kosav shom shnayim or gimel yomim. V'nire shel ribuse kosav kein. So he's explaining why the Torah mentions dalet yomim. In our text, so the Ramo says the same thing. But in his text, the Ramo didn't say dalet yomim. He just says gimel yomim. And as a matter of fact, it's not necessary, Dalet Yomim. The Rambo can mention, the Torah could have carried out the point, could have mentioned that point, even without Hamshoche Dalet Yomim, even if he had said, Humshecho Gimel Yomim. So it started as Vov Tezayin, Yuzayin. What is the point that he's trying to bring out? That according to the Shita of the Bala Nefesh, that a woman can be kivas and veset not only on the day they re-initiate, the flow initiates, but even on the day that the flow continues, is nimshach, so mimele, even without yom shocho v'yoso dalet yomim, just yom shocho v'yoso gimel yomim. So that's the reason as why the Ramo mentioned yom shocho v'yoso gimel yomim. He had the girls gimel yomim. So the question arises, why did the two mention him shochor v'yoso dalet yomim? After all, the Torah himself says that she establishes a veset b'shoveh on the 17th. Besides the veset adiluk, she establishes a veset b'shoveh on the yudzayim. So, in order to establish a veset b'shoveh on the yudzayim of the month, according to the Bala Nefesh, so it's not necessary that him shochor v'yoso dalet yomim. So the Torah could have said hum shechol yoso gimel yomim. This is what bothered the Taz. We took us labo yomim. We design a chidish here because of shom shnayim gimel yomim. V'nire, why did he mention hum shechol abo yomim? V'nire shom ribuse because of kei. V'af al pi shariyas yutayet shel pam alef ubeiz lo hoyo seifo eino elo beemtza af il hoche chashvino lo yuiki alo eino. In other words, because it wouldn't be reasonable, but one could argue that way. That even according to the Raivet, that the Hamshoches, that a woman can be kivei aveset with the Riyas Dam that's not represent the initiation of the flow, but just the continuation of the flow, perhaps only if it does not represent the initiation of the flow, but the continuation and also the termination. But if it just represents the continuation and not even the termination, neither the initiation nor the termination, just in the process of the continuation of the flow, that perhaps couldn't establish a veset even according to the Raimet. So Kamashmalon, that according to the Raimet Chite, even if it does not represent the termination of the flow, it still can establish a vessel. Kavua. The Avon Pishar Yes Yuzayin Shopam Al Rabbeis Lo Yisavein Lo Bemtza Avroch Hashvino Li Kareino Uvien Yuzayin Shopam Uvien Yuzayin Shopam Gimu Vikosav Shero Asom Yuzayin Vitches Moishe Kosav Vishtei Pomim Rishemi Dozo Yepshita Likvi Aveset Yuzayin Vitches Kim Sheyei Shom Shnei Yomim Shovim Bechol Pam. So that would be less of a chiddush. So he wants to tell us a biyah chiddush. All right, these are simple things. Uvisivon ischilo yesh kan chisoy v'tzorech leimar. So ubiyah v'asov v'tzayin. So apparently, you see, the text that the Taz had in the Ramo was altogether different. Because first of all, we see that the Taz in his text of the Ramo had v'imshicho v'yoso gimel yomim. When in our text he says dalet yomim, the way it appears in the text of the Torah. Secondly, it appears here in our text, the Ramo says, spells it out, uvyein tezayim b'yeroaso v'imshicho v'yoso gimel yomim. But apparently in the Taz text, the Ramo, it didn't appear in the text of the Ramo that the Taz had. So he says, Yesh kal chisoy, v'tzorech leimar, uvi'i eroaso v'tezayim. V'tezayim. So he puts it in. All right. Yesh emrim, שחששס לדילוק ולבסת שובה, שערי שימשו ויראי הסכימו פעמים ביציין לחידש. ביציין לחידש. Now, so in other words, that's according to the sheet of the Bala Nefesh, that the woman establishes a Peset Kavua, even if the Ries did not represent the initiation of the flow, but just the Hemshech of the flow. But then it says, V'yei Sheimrin, it's the very Pasuk like the Bala Moya, Sheim Tam Veset Chovit Lav, the Hilchim, Ach Tomid, Ach Atres Aliyah, Lichemikia, as in Sinem Kufi Dalet, as the Mechava Paschal in Simon Kuf Pidale, it's involved. So Mimele, according to the Yeshim, that's the way he passed. So she doesn't establish a Veset Bishove, and in the Zayin, but she only establishes a Veset Bidiluk. Now, in Veset Bidiluk she establishes, how does she establish a Veset Bidiluk? How many Rias did she have in 3 months Bidiluk? So, in this, the initial Ria, the initiation of the flow, started in Nisan and Tisvot, and the initiation of the flow in Iya started at Tezayin, and in Sidon the initiation of the flow started at Yudzayin. So he says, Yeshemim, she doesn't establish a Veset Bishoveh, because we passed on the Lamoya, but a Veset Bidiluk she does establish. So a Veset Bidiluk she does establish according to Rav, not according to Shmuel, and the question is, Bishleim according to the Shulchan Aruch alright. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days, and it says Tzolch Lochish Lachmiya. But the Torah mentions it in the name of the Ramban, and the Ramban passes like Shmuel. So why does the Torah say? So why now the Torah says in the name of the Ramban that she establishes 2 vestes, a Veset Bidiluk and the Veset Bishabbat. So Veset Bishoveh, that has to do with the machlokes between the Bala Moya and the Raita. So we are not discussing that. So there is no difficulty. But Veset Bidiluk, the Torah says in the name of the Ramban, she certainly establishes. He says in the name of the Ramban that even Veset Bishoveh she establishes. That's controversial. That's controversial, the Ramban says. But a Veset Bidiluk, so it goes without saying that he establishes. Who says so? The Torah in the name of the Ramban. But the Ramban himself passes like Shmuel. So in order to establish a Veset Bidiluk, she must have 4 years Bidiluk. And here, the initial years each month were only 3 years, not 4 years. This is what bothered the Taz, the Shach, alright. יש איזה שחשש לדילו כושר, הוזה מדברי הרמב״ן, ביטור, וכבר כוס על התורמיון, שם הרמב״ן נקרא נות לשמואל, לבין נרבו הוריאס לבסד הדילוק, ויתירס ביסיוסף לוח המיילה שואל לו כבר בסד, כן הם שישחילו לריאס בדילוק, ובוזה גם שמואל מהיר לדיסד ובשול יש ריאס, כמו שכוס הוא בסיב זיין, בואי לרמב״ן לפורש כן, So the Bais Yosef himself has that kasha and the tool that mentions this din that he, in the name of the Ramban, that she establishes 2 vestes, a Veset Hashoveh, Veset Hashoveh, so that's based upon the sheet of the writer, and the Veset Bidiluk. So the question is, when according to Ramban, she shouldn't establish a Veset Bidiluk. So the Bais Yosef says that this Ramban is reference to the case where she already had a Veset Kavua before, Kedem she is Chilolireis Bidiluk. In other words, that the Ramban is reference to a case of a woman who had a Veset Kavua of Sin Dam every 14th of the month. And all the time she has been Sin Dam on the 14th of the month. So, on the 14th of Odeh, she also saw Dam, in conformity to the heretofore Veset Kavua of Sin Dam on the 14th of each month. Then on the 15th of Nisan she saw Dam, and it was Nimshach, Dalet Yom. And then on the 16th of year she again saw Dam, it was Nimshach of Nisan. And then on the 17th of Sidon she saw Dam. So Mele, so in such a case, where the initial here and the slope beneath were represented in view of one day from here to four Veset Kavua of seeing the arm and the foot in the Ridge Mount. So even Shmuel is made in the Gemara says that with 3 years she establishes it. She establishes it. All right. Vitiretz Chabes Yosef Lachamar Shel Koves Kim Shisrael Yagilu Vezei Kam Shmuel Meye Tisanim Shol Shreis Mushkosu Visim Zayin Vohoyo Le Rambam Le Forashkin Dimai Rabi Yisho Shol Yisho 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 So in other words, so the Marshal and the Bach, they applied this Rambam, this tool, Bishem Rambam, to the case where after she saw the Dam, so that in Sivan and Yudzayin, so on Tammuz, she also saw Dam and Yudches, except that the Rambam doesn't mention it, but by implication, the Ramban has referenced the case where subsequent to the Riyas Daman in Zayin Sivan, there was a Riyas Daman in Ches Vitamus. Ches Vitamus. So he says, the Maile is in Kiril Pam Vim in Ches Kriyash, Uf Izeh Yushet Mashisima Atuch Hashesh Liyomim, Shi Yishlisha Ben, Kei Veset Akubwa, Uri Shor Ayomim Ki Veset Adiluk, the mashma, the vestadilu, ki nikovu adai, ad kam lishene, utmoani al divreyem, teheich kosav shechisheshes, lishor hayomim, ki vestadilu, dokim misholu nikva adilu, ki dine, einchim shishinwe, ki shiyagia hayim shirou nira yisrif gilugo, ad shikvo dilgo gimpomi, ki dine od hain harbariye, uch mishikosav bisifi galeh, מי רעתו שכבר רואה עשו מפעם עובדים להתחס הרי גם פסת הדין הוא קבוע כמו פסת הים יוצאים ולא מור קורו דווקא לפסת ים יוצאים קבוע now, so the marshal says in the back ופי זה מיושב so he says the מייר הוא יהיה שמתירה מפעם עובדים להתחס לחש ופי זה מיושב מה שסיים עתו הוא חשש עשו יומים שבן כי פסת הקבוע ולשור היומים כי וסת הדילוק, די משמע, די וסת הדילוק אין כמובן. So מה נפשך, what does the משל mean? So the משל can be explained in 2 ways. Either that the משל means that the Ramban has reference to a woman who already saw subsequent to the Rie of Yudzayim Bisivim, she had a Rie in Yudches Mitamus. So if that is the kavone of the mashal, in other words, that the Ramban is referenced to a case of a woman who already saw and it has vitamus subsequent to the Rie of Yudzayim Bisivim, so why does he say Keveset Akavua? So it's Kavua Mamish. But so we have to say that the Mashal doesn't mean that Ramban, the Tur Bishim Ramban is referenced to the case of a woman who already saw Dam and the Tres Mitamus and now we tell her what she has to anticipate in love. But that Ramban is referenced to a woman who did not as yet see in the Tres Mitamus. She only saw Yudzayim Bisivan. So she has to anticipate a Rias Dam and Yudches Vitamus. So the question is, Monefshech, if the Rambam passes like Shmuel, and vis-a-vis Veset Adiluk, so we say, it was mentioned, that vis-a-vis Veset Adiluk, so we are not chishish for a Veset Shemikobla. Only if it is a Veset Kavua. According to Shmuel, it will only become a Veset Kavua if she will see Dam and Yitches Mitamus. But if she did not see Dam and Yitches Mitamus as yet, she should not even anticipate on the basis of a Veset Shemikavua either, because because in respect to Vesna Diluk, there is no Choshe. And until, as long as it wasn't established as a Vesna Kola. Alright? This is what he asks. ותמואני על דברי דרך כל סף חסר שהיום יקרס הדילוק דוקים של מיקרא הדילוק כדינה יחיש נוי כשהגיע הגיב שרוב ויריס לדלוקו עד שכבר דילוק דוקים ופומן כדינו דיין ארבע ויריס וכמשכו זה בסיבי דלב ומי ראתו שכבר רואה עשו בפעם ויתחס This is what the Mashal means. הרי גם וסת הדילוק קבוע כמו וסת הימים יוצאים ולא מקורי דווקא לבסת הימים יוצאים קבוע But Leveset Adiluk, he doesn't come kavua. The lotion of the Ramban is kvor shil shot. Lireis biyitzayim. The kvor shil shot lireis biyitzayim bechidesh. Vein teilim vein Leveset Adiluk bilvad. Achet ishalish kuli bidiluk. Vilei tehei mitzat shovet. Lificho cheshes liyomim shlishli shobehen. Kei Leveset Akavua. Ulshor ayomim. Kiveset Adiluk. So it's mashma that Lishon Ayomim, it's not kavua as yet. As far as Veset Adiluk is concerned, it's not kavua yet. It's not only in regard to Veset Ashove it's kavua, but in regard to Veset Adiluk, it's not kavua. Why isn't it kavua? Monefshach. If it has reference to the case, if the Ramban is referenced to the case of a woman who already saw and Yutchet with Hamus, so it is a Veset HaKavua in respect to Diluk too. So why does he say that it's a Kavua in respect to Shove, not in respect to Diluk? This is what he asks. All right. Vanirlin is the IT. The Ramban Atzmei, Afal Gav Dikosvo Mishmei, Shepesik Yishmuel, Mikol Mokim, Ramban Atzmei, Machmil Ha'aloche Kirab. So he gives another pshat. In other words, so we have several pshat. The Bes Yosef has this pshat. And the Bes Yosef applies the Ramban to a case where the woman who had heretofore Veset Kavua of seen Dam on the 14th of Nishman, and on the 14th of Odar she also saw Dam. But on the 14th of Nisan she didn't see Dam, she saw Dam on the 15th of Nisan and then the 16th of Iyar and the 17th of Nisan. So even according to Shmuel, she establishes a Veset Kavua Bidiluk. She establishes a Veset Kavua Bidiluk. And then the pshat of the Marshal, that the Marshal mentions that Liyan she tira mipam givis. So then that the Taz also rejects. The Taz also rejects. And Monefshech, whatever Pshat that the Mashal means, because the Mashal himself can be explained in two ways. Either that he is applying the Ramban to the case of a woman who already saw in Chesbet Amos as well. So then there is nothing wrong with the merits of the deal. But then the question, then there is a difficulty in the Loshon of the two. Or the Pshat in the Mashal is that the Ramban does not have reference to a woman who already saw Dam and Yutches B'Tamus. He has reference to a woman whose last year was Yutzayim B'Siv, but she has to be Cheshish. So the question is, she doesn't have to be Cheshish. So then the Loshon is good, but then he argues with the merits of the deen. I mean, because she doesn't have to be Cheshish, because all the Shemim say that in respect to Diluk, so a woman does not have to be Cheshesh for a Veset Shinikavua. So according to Shmuel, it's a Veset Shinikavua, and we don't have to be Cheshesh at all. So Memele, he gives his other pshat. He gives his own pshat. So he says, Vanilla is the idea of Ramban Atzim, of course, from Shmuel, she basically Shmuel, we call him Ramban Atzim, Machmel Alochek Rab, Vishon Yishri, Sage, Yoch, Vishikosu, Vishim Zayim, Vishifim, ראי לזה שהראש בפיר גויים שושי שצוחר או כוסף שהרמב"ם פוסק שמואל וגם לרמב"ם מסתבקי. So the Rosh says, גם לרמב"ם מסתבקי. He doesn't say, in contrast to the Loshon he employs in connection with the Rambam, he says, הרמב"ם פוסק שמואל וגם לרמב"ם מסתבקי, not פוסק שמואל. So that means that the Rambam himself is חשיש. Maybe the Halacha is like Rambam. But he's more native that Aloch is like Shmuel. But he's Chayshay Shmuel Aloch is like Rav. So Memele, Mitzatzofik, the Ramban says here that she's Chayshay for the Pesad Adiluk. Why is the Chayshay for the Pesad Adiluk? Not that according to Shmuel you have to be Chayshay. According to Shmuel you don't have to be Chayshay. But the Ramban is Chayshay Shmuel with Aloch is like Rav. Right. Aber mir stabe kein und die Kosten sind jetzt auch nicht mehr gedacht, was mir sagen, mir stabe mir kein. Aber noch der Mais macht mir schon gegeben los, aber ich muss auch schon das dabei so, ich kann sagt hier das rach mir rein. Gerab, das war kein Scham, was ich mir haben, aber kosten doch mir stabe. Und mir ist noch schon die wir rach. Das war die das dabei ist. So Menschens in dem auf der Ramban, mir stabe geschmuer. ומי הוא ישלוח של דבר רב? עד כאן לשם. ומקוסף, מי הוא משהו שרמבן עצמי? כן קוסף, אף אגב זה מסתבר כשמואל. ומי הוא ישלח מקרב? דנאי מדהי ומי הוא לא של רשבו, perhaps the רשבו says, ומי הוא ישלח מקרב? But it's not that he's quoting the לושן of שמואל. So he says, no, the רשבו is really quoting the לושן, not that he's quoting the לושן of the רמבן. So he says, no, that it seems that the רשבו is quoting לושן of רמבן. So if he's not quoting Loshon Ramban, he's not quoting Loshon Ramban. He's lost, all right. But he assumes it. Ela akor ki parash, shaper Ramban atzmi kosav kin lahach lemais, vei liak sheis ma shi kosav atur b'shim Ramban nil, mizeir lerai priye, b'yim chav gimu, ma shu nidim dalit reyes kishmuel, uch mishu kosav ram b'som af mize, yishlim adishon koi nim kule, shem ikan leilich, lutei chushol dilugo, shim nei ma shi kosav lvesta, adim mishol shriye, so yinim shachim zem kule, shol itoch shnim chav gimu, mishu kosav shom, Hitzre schon da und reis. Du hast darf genießen, Kuhle. Was ich nicht kann, die Schöne, was ich bin, wie es nicht, was da die Lug. Ich war schon gesagt, Chumre, ich nicht, ich esse, ich sage, ich nicht, ich nicht, die Lug. Wo sie ist schon alle Hachme gerade. Auch wo gesagt, ich sehe, bis ich sein. Und was ich kurz war, Tobi, was ich ihm sein, ich kann es nicht mehr so Pirushe, kichol scho, was ich, schau ich schon. Schau bei ihm schon, wie loi bei die Lug. Wo ich kurz bis Josef. Und wie da, ich schon mal schau, wo hoi, loi, 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 So you should say, Veset HaKavua. In other words, if we say that the Pshat of the Mashal is, that the Mashal means that the Kavone of the Ramban is, that the Ramban is reference to the case of a woman who already saw Dav in the Treset House. But it seems to me that the Mashal can be explained very simply. The Mashal applies the Ramban. The Mashal Shiti is that the Ramban passes completely like Shmuel. And when the Rashbo says, Yishlach Mekarab, that's part and parcel of the Roshan of the Rashbo. It's not a quote of the Ramban. But the Ramban Shiti is that when do we say that in regard to Veset Bidiluk, we are not Chishish for Veset Shin Kavua, that is, let's say, a Veset Achidesh. When they were just 2 years bidiluk, not 3 years bidiluk. So according to Rav, 3 years bidiluk establishes 3 years bidiluk establishes a veset kavua. So we say. So one could argue if there are two years bidiluk, so then it should establish a veset shini kavua. She should be chesheshes. So all the Rishonim say no. The Gabi Veset Bidiluk, so you're not Chishish. Why? Because the whole Indian of having the period Bidiluk is an unusual phenomenon. So when she establishes the Veset Kavua, fine. So we see that she has such a pattern. But until she establishes such a pattern, so we don't have the Chishish. Any day may Veset Bishome. In the Kavua, because every woman is likely to establish a Veset Bishop. And every woman must have the beginning. So mainly we are here, she even before she cultivates the chazoke. Mashiach came bidiuk, where the chazoke is an unusual thing. So mainly until the chazoke is determined, we don't have to be chesish for it. So that's only in regard to the case, let's say, according to Rav, who says that the Veset Kavua Bidiluk, Veset Achirish Bidiluk, is established through Thirias, so suppose there are 2 years Bidiluk, not 3 years Bidiluk, she doesn't even have to be Chesheshes. Mashiach came according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that the Veset Kavua Bidiluk, Veset Achirish Kavua Bidiluk, is constituted only by 4 years. And with 3 years, the Veset Kavua Bidiluk, Veset Achirish Kavua Bidiluk, is not established. But will be made if a woman had already 3 years in Veset Achirish Bidiluk. She already had, she had 3 years in accordance with the pattern of Diluk. But only 2 years were Bidiluk. 1 year was not Bidiluk. So, since according to Rab, she will establish a Veset Kavua. So even Shmuel says that she doesn't establish a Veset Kavua, but Shmuel will admit that she has to be Chesheshes, like for a Veset Kavua. Because what's the whole omdes as to why Veset Bidiluk is an exception to the general principle that the Veset Kavua, a woman has to be Chesheshes? Why do we say a Veset Ashoveh Kavua, a woman has to be Chesheshes? A Veset Adiluk, Sheni Kavua, a woman doesn't have to be Chesheshes. What's the svara? The svara is very simple. Because a Veset Ashoveh is a usual phenomenon. So Mimele, even before she establishes a Veset Kavua, we have to be Chesheshes. Maybe she will establish. Mashiach in a Veset Adiluk, it's an unusual phenomenon. But when it's established, it's established. When it's not established, it's a Chesheshe B'cheike. But in the case where she had 3 years, two of the 3 years being Bidiluk, 1 year not being Bidiluk. According to Rav, it establishes a Veset Kavua. According to Shmuel, it doesn't establish a Veset Kavua. But it certainly establishes prima facie evidence that this woman might be heading towards the cultivation of a Veset Achirish Bidiluk. So Mimele, Shmuel will be made that she has to be Chesheshes. On the basis of a Veset Sheni. This is the Pshat. So Mimele, we can understand very well as to why the Bashal says that this is the reason as to why the Ramban uses the Loshon Chof HaDimyon. So the Taz asks, why Chobatimian? Monepshech. If the Ramban is reference to the case of a woman who did not as yet have a Riyah Yudches B'Tamuz, so then she doesn't have to be Chesheshes altogether. I'm sorry. So then she has to, so it's a Veset Kavua Mamish. Why? Kei Veset Kavua. And if the Ramban has reference to the case of a woman, a case of a woman who did not as yet see Amit Chesbitamus. So why should we Cheshes? The halacha is we are not Cheshes for a Veset Sheni Kavua Bidiluk. The answer is we are not Cheshes for a Veset Sheni Kavua Bidiluk if it is less than 3 years, just 2 years, according to Rab. So Mimele, then there is no even raglayim midovah that the woman is heading towards the cultivation of a Veset Bidiluk. Mashiach came when we have 3 years, and according to Rav it's already a Veset Kavua, but according to Shmuel it's not a Veset Kavua. But raglayim midovah there is, so Mimele, she has to be Chesheshes like for a Veset Sheni Kavua. That's the shita of the Mashal. Alright, now, V'yei Shemri, Shem Shom Veset Shom. Elo Veset Adiluk Lechut. V'yesh lo bozeh Veset Kavua. Adim lo ikei. Now, hoi so regilo. וכשיגיע למחוף וריא השלישים אסור משפרסת הראשי, right now, ויש לו בזה רסת קבועה, אם לא יקיים דשימצו ולרואה אסור למחוף, נקח שש עם החוף, כאילו שנקווה כבר בגימור פומן, וריא הסלמד אסור, אבל אם אין עם חופי מישור שאיסורו יוליר אסלים אסרים, כאילו שלא ירואה אסור איזה פעם, ואם תנדים שלישים, ואי מה שנוספתם לזה בספיות גימור בפילוסי, I don't want, because this task will involve us, the Tukya Sois. If you didn't go over the Raivet and the Balamoya, the Tukya Sois, or Soiso Mimudo Miris, Bimchov. So, I mean, the Miri also has the Girls of the Balamoya. And the Chidushi Aram, and Daf Samadalot, has the Girls of the Balamoya. And the Taz, in this Taz, without seeing the Miri and the Chiddush Aram in Tevet, so he himself took a guess that some Rishayim may be different Girsay, but you can see from the Taz that they didn't have these Rishayim, the Taz didn't have these Rishayim who mentioned the other Girsay. So he himself guessed that there are some Rishayim who have a different Girsay, not the same Girsay in the Rashi. But now we know that they are Rishayim who have another Girsay. Now we left off in the tour Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Yeshi kivas veset b'maisi shetas. Yeshi kivas b'yomim u'b'maisi. B'maisi keitzad kidin shikovtso gimu pomim v'roaso. That's a veset machmasenis. Chisheshes l'chol pam shetikvitz. That's an independent. That's an independent vessel. Now, the Torah Shite is contrary to the Shite of Moshe Rashenim. The Torah Shite is, I mean the Shite of Moshe Rashenim and the Psak of Mechabad Ramor and all the Nezikerim is that a vessel Aldeinis, so even if she saw it 3 times and even if she saw it 50 times or 100 times, as long as it's not joined with a certain day in the month, or with a mafloge, or a yimafloge, so then it does not become a vesetova. But it only, as the Agoy Ismail says, and as the Rambo says, in the Agoyan Sifyut Zayin, Simikuf Pites, that it has the status of a vesetova. She has to be cheshes. But it can be nekar with one deviation. That's the shita of Moshe Rashi. However, the shita of the Balamoyeya and the two is that even a veset aldeines can be established as a veset kavua, as an independent veset kavua. According to all the other rishonim, so a veset aldekvitzes aldeines can only be established as a veset kavua, so that it should require 3 ashinuim, 3 deviations, in order to be neka if it is joined to yomi, if it is a veset amukev of kvitzes and yomi. But if it is an independent veset of kvitzes, so it can never become a veset kavua. And even if she saw down 100 times al the kvitzes, it only has the status of a veset sheni kavua. And with one shinu, it becomes nekar. That's the shita of Moshe Rasheni, and that's the psak of Mishkanot. But the Balamoya shite is to the counter. So let's see the two. The Torah says, "Yesh kivas vesed b'maisi shetasem, yesh kivas b'yomim b'maisi. B'maisi keitzad kivish shekovtza kivu pomim v'roasu. Chisheshes l'chol pam shetikvitz, l'chol pam shetikvitz." So he says that she's kivas vesed b'maisi, even without yomim and maisi, because he passes like the Balamoya. ביום מימורי מייסה, כן שיקוף צגיבו פה מורים ידוע, כי גאים בריש חיידש וביחד משאבס ורוע זו, וכי אם שתירי גימורי יסר לגימור קביצה של גימור זמן וידועים, קובו לו וסת, וכי חששס סודצי וסת עמוקה, וסת עמוקה פוף קביצה סנדיון, עמדדין עוד רשיינים. But רשיינים do not agree in regard to a וסת of קביצה סלון, an independent veset alaynes. So then the achilik and the shita at the psak of the two. Alright. The kubachish ber shabu yuras and yuchim shetira yuchis al dimu kvitzis al dimu zman yedir kovum a veset. So it's a veset amoke of kvitzis and yomen. Vichishesh lo chol pam shetik vizis zman. Vi machatachi giyachu bishabes velo yikovtsu. אוי שקופצו בשני בשבס, אין לך ששס. בוואי בקושי אסתר משתיבס את המוקה וקביצה של יומי, שער לקופו אלו מקביצה של איך עוד בשבס. קופצו בהספומן ואיך עוד בשבס ולא עשו. So twice, שיהד לי אז דם, אני סונדי, על די קביצה. ולאיך עוד בשבס השלישי, רואה עשו בלי קביצה. And then the third Sunday, when she had the Riyah, she also had the Riyah on Sunday. But this time she had it without Kvitzin. Harizu kobo yomim levado, shari ruaso beachot mishabes ha-shlishi belo yikvitzin. In other words, if she has all the three Riyahs she has on a certain day, and in conjunction with Kvitze, then she establishes a Veset Amokev of Kvitze and Yomi. But suppose two Riyas took place on a certain day, but the third Riyah took place in conjunction with Kvitze on a different day. So then we say that the Yom is just a coincidence. It's not the Geirem. The Geirem is the Kvitze. So the Mele, and the two shita is like the Balamoya, that she can establish an independent veset kavua al dekvites. So in this case also, she establishes a veset kavua al dekvites. How you come to Yom Ba'adam, she has also become a shabla shmi dekvites. V'chein in the pama shmi shi skovtso b'yim achi, v'yiruaso. Kovolo veset lekvites levadon, she uvra adomo sha'a kvites kremes, v'lo yaye. Avol im kovtso b'yachad mishabas. ורועס, ויקוף צו ביחד בשבס ורועס, ויקוף צו בשבס ולא ירועס, וביחד בשבס רועס ולא יקביצה. Not right. Two years took place on a certain day, on a Sunday, in conjunction with קביצה. And then the third time. So on Shabbos, the Kvitze took place on Shabbos, and she didn't see. And the Echo B'Shabbos, Roa Sobeloi Kvitze. Einei Mrim Huvra Adovo, Shayim Gere, Shari Kovtza B'Shabbos, Viloi Roa So, Viroa Sobe Echo B'Shabbos, Loi Kvitze, Elo Teilin, Riyas Echo B'Shabbos, B'Kvitze, Shekovtza B'Shabbos, מה שלא יראו עשה משאבס, כי שקופצו מפני שלא יגיע זמנו של קביצה. So we consider it as a veset amokev. יש כיבה